Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, reporting to you all, that's right, from upstate New York. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about recollection. I was just recently at a lay Carmelite convocation. It's a big yearly gathering of lay Carmelites from all over the United States, covering specific topics, possible legislation, all that sort of stuff in relationship to their vocation in the family of Carmel. And I gave a talk on inner fire, sort of that inner zeal in relationship to our spiritual father, sometimes referred to as our spiritual founder, the prophet Elijah. And I sort of looked at the passage in the scriptures involving the prophet Elijah when he was tasting failure. He goes under that broom tree to sort of just waste away. And in that moment, God meets him at his low point, and he is fed through the care of an angel. Now, within that text and that movement of going into the desert and journeying to Mount Horeb, I spoke about the topic of recollection. One of the fundamental aspects of the life of prayer inside the land of Carmel is this need to always cultivate recollection of the things of the Lord. Carmelite is called to meditate upon the law of the Lord, to know the Bible day and night, so we can constantly be going over the different moments of the life of Jesus Christ as told to us through the Gospels, and having those moments permeate our very mind, our intellect, our heart, so throughout our day we can constantly be bringing it up. Constantly bringing up these things, weighing the choices and activities in our life over and against those movements of the very life of Christ, to always keep Christ at the forefront of our minds and of our hearts. This is one of the ways in which we can pray always, is by remaining recollected in the things of the Lord and of the Lord himself. It is that it's like this inner fire, you know, this inner zeal that animates our outward actions of charity. All fire needs some initial heat. It needs to have some warmth, for lack of a better word, to aid in the ignition of the flames that make, you know, quote unquote, fire possible. You know, you understand fire because it actually has flames that we can understand, perceive, and receive. You know, recollection is that heat, because in recollection we remain close to the Lord, and by remaining close to the Lord, the heat that comes from his warmth, and I'm using overly physical terms to make a point here, mind you, the closeness of his sacred heart to our own heart, the warmth of his living heart transforms, begins a process of transformation of our cold, stony hearts. So this life of recollection begins slowly, finding those passages of the Gospels that we can commit to our memory and we can bring up, we can always go back to. I remember the first time I ever encountered Christ in the scriptures. It was Luke 14, verse 7 through 11. It was one of the great feasts in which the Lord speaks of a parable, and he talks about how if you go to a feast, go sit at the lesser spot. So when the one who has hosted the feast sees you sitting there, they call you up, because those that will be humble will be exalted, and those that are exalted will be humbled. Find those passages. Keep them in your mind. Let them permeate you throughout your day. Constantly refer back to them. A little second here, a little second there. That's all it takes. Little by little, inch by inch, mile by mile. And once you've got those ones that you have an affinity for, turn towards the ones that challenge you, that push you, that cause you to become uncomfortable and wince just a little bit. Because there's something there within that moment of Christ's life that he is calling you to, in order that you too may go deeper into your own heart and discover his sacred heart beating there within inside your own chest. So, my brothers and sisters, I ask that you keep our late Carmelites in your prayers. They're a great member of the Carmelite family. I owe a lot to the late Carmelites. Anytime I can go help the late Carmelites, I will always be there, God willing. And may this little moment, this little call, this little purpose of recollection in our lives as put forward by the Land of Carmel aid you, but also challenge you to maybe go a little bit more deeper this week into this spiritual life that we've all been called to by the very love of Jesus Christ. So know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a app that has a little heart icon or a like icon, hit that also. If you want more about my content, go over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There, my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can find links to my YouTube videos, links to my Catholic Stand articles. You can find links to my blog posts. And you can also email me through that website. That is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.